Appleton.
Yes, hi, good afternoon. Have you got a gentleman, a journalist called Reardon Samuelson?
Yes,
sir. Is he around at the moment? Okay, thank you.
Samuelson.
Oh, hi there. You're Miss Samuelson.
Mrs. Samuelson, yes.
Oh, Mrs. Oh, okay. Hi there. I understand you're doing a story on Heidi Schoen, or want to.
Yes, that's right.
Is that right? Well, I'm the chap that's taking her, presently taking her to court.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what your angle's going to be this time.
Well, this time I haven't written about this before, so...
No.
Actually, I haven't decided yet. I'm just in a phase where I'm collecting material.
Yeah, the thing is, you see, I sent some stuff to your office 7 years ago.
Okay.
You see, because there have already been some big stories on this.
Yes, I know.
In 95, and we're basically in a long court process that's taken many years since 1995.
But can I ask you, what is your relationship with Heidi Schoen? Are you...
Well, I used to know her. She was an au pair here, you see.
Okay.
In,
so you knew her when she lived in England?
Well, I've been to visit her in Norway, but the main thrust of the case is that she's actually in a psychiatric unit now. She's a mental patient in the BSS psychiatric clinic, and she's divorced, and basically, you know, her past life is something that's all true and well documented, but the newspapers, when they first learnt about this, they didn't believe that her past could be so bad.
But for me, the story here is not her past. Why are you writing about this?
Well, because the newspapers wrote about me. You see, so.
Is that how it all started, or?
Yeah, because the newspaper. It all started because she's made some pretty awful allegations against me. I mean...
In public, or...?
Well, to the police, as well as... yes, and in public, yeah. I mean, in the newspapers, she says I've threatened to kill her son, which is a terrible lie. Kill her neighbours. I mean, we've been in court, and the judge has decided that her husband's a liar. To kill her neighbours, her son. I mean, she's complained to the police about a Bergen shopkeeper raping her in 1980. Her cousin was supposed to have been killed and raped and killed. Her mother. I mean, she doesn't get on with her stepmother, and you know, and all that. I mean, you know the story on her stepmother because you've seen the website, haven't you?
I have seen the website.
That's right. So, I mean, everything on there is accurate and true. But the thing is, your story. If you want to contact her, have you been in touch with her?
I've talked to her briefly, but I'm going to talk to her again, yes.
Yeah, the thing is, you see, she's supposed to be mentally ill. I mean, she had her psychiatrist in court. And all she talks about, basically, is how all these men, including me, have done terrible things to her. You know, I've rung her up asking her what underwear she's wearing. I've written to her saying that if she doesn't... If she doesn't get pregnant, then her breasts will fall off. You know, I've written 400 obscene letters to her that she's thrown away. I wrote a letter to her threatening to kill her son, and you know, the letter has I never wrote it, but
I'm not familiar with all that stuff, but what I've been seeing is the website, and for us, this is more of a, how can I say, an example of the use of the internet.
Well, it's the abortion images, isn't it? It's the pictures of the abortions that there's been a lot of complaints, I understand, about, I mean, have you seen the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's something, basically, that is, you know, quite acceptable over here to have these images, because to make women stop them having abortions. And I know the story is different in Norway.
Yes, it's another climate.
Yeah, a completely different climate. But the thing is, you see, one of the main things about why I've been so upset is because your newspapers called me the Muslim man. Bergens Tidende called me the Muslim man 18 times.
I can't answer to what other newspaper has been written about it.
Well, that's
the
thing that
I would like to ask you is, why are you putting all these, how can I say, story about Heidi into public?
I'm putting it into public because nobody when the newspaper started this story off, they are supposed to ring me for my side of the story. Okay, I know that from the PFU, no one did, and no one rang me.
Now you're calling me, that's a good thing.
Hmm?
Yes, and now you're calling me, so then I don't have to call you afterwards. That's
well,
a good thing.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm supposed to have my side of the story printed.
Yes, so please tell me, why are you doing it?
Well, so that people know my side of the story. People don't know she's mentally ill, you see, and, She's put lots of things, you know, threatening to kill her neighbours, and 400 obscene letters, and I mean, she threw them all away. She hasn't got them, and I've just basically taken her to court and taken the newspaper to court, and we're still in a legal process. So,
you actually lost the last court case, didn't you?
Well, I've appealed. And the only reason I've lost is because I think I've put a lot of stories on Norway, and I think it's more of a political decision. But the thing is, you know, if any more rubbish is written about me from anyone, then, I mean, I've got support from Norwegians. I've had one or two Norwegians whose names I can't tell you who've been helping me out because they don't like what's happened, you see. But, I mean, we've got... I've got evidence that plenty of evidence that the judge has not put in his verdict, and, I mean, one of the journalists has lied and been caught out, and this will be, I mean, you know that Ingen Rohren, and the police officers lied, Terrell Sorter lied on oath, and I've put in a complaint to the Criminal Investigation Bureau in Oslo. So,
For me, this is not, I'm not very interested in what can I say, printing all the details here, because it would be your word up against her, but I think the
well, not really, the evidence is with the court.
The important thing to me is that you choose to put it out in public by the internet, and I guess you must see that this will affect her life in a...
Yeah, obviously, I mean, my life has been affected too because of the rubbish that's been printed. I did not write letters threatening to kill two-year-old children. And if they want to find the letter, then they should. You know, I never wrote such letter. You know, I do not write 400 obscene letters to her and all the other rubbish. But the point is this, it's never going to go away, is it? This story will never go away because it's basically something that your newspapers should have apologised for once they knew that my story was true on Heidi.
But I'm telling you, from my point of view, that's not the most important thing here, because I can know really bad things about a friend or a neighbour, but the moment I put it out in public, that's another...
Yeah, but she put out in public, in the newspaper, that I threatened to kill her son. Is that not...
Did they put your name on print?
Well, no, they didn't put my name. They didn't want... The main thing is that I'm Muslim. They don't care about my name. They care that I'm Muslim. Because, I mean, you've seen the articles on the website. You people in general do not like Muslims. I know that because I've spoken to enough Norwegians. Okay, and the main thrust of the article, they don't care what my name is. They know and they want to attack me as Muslim.
I didn't know that you were a Muslim.
Yeah, I am
a
Muslim.
Somebody told me that, and it doesn't matter.
The thing is, if one newspaper puts Muslim man 18 times, then I don't know how old you are or how experienced you are. You sound pretty young to me, as if you've just been a journalist for a little while. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Oh, how old, I mean,
well,
do you mind me asking?
Any personal details, unless you give me your name at least. You know my name, I don't even know your name.
You don't know my name?
No.
Oh, well, we'll leave it out then. It doesn't particularly matter then, but, you know, the thing is, if I'd had an apology from the newspapers at the time, then that would have been fine. Mm. But you see,
I thought that this was, a problem between you and Heidi, you knew her before we knew about this, and become a story.
Well,
did it all start?
I mean, I sent the full story to you in 19.
That's a long time ago, and I don't.
Well, maybe it's still there in the archives or something. But I mean, I did try and explain to as many people in Norway and, about everything, and no one printed my side of the story, but at last we're getting her psychiatrist to tell us.
You're living in England, why bother with this Norwegian
man? Well, I can say the same, why do you bother yourselves?
Well, I bother because I've read about this on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
That's another thing, because nobody had to put it there, nobody had to make it a big story.
Well, I don't mind you publishing a story, because you will only prolong things. The more you do, the more stories you do, then the more trouble. But I think if you carry on, Heidi will kill herself. She's already tried to kill herself twice. I think you will force her possibly to commit suicide. Well, no, you're the one. If you people had put an apology in 95, Verdon's gang, if you'd put an apology, because...
Well, I'm not working for
them. No, I know that, but I'm telling you why the story has continued, because...
Aren't you sick of it all?
Well, I'm sick of what your... Sick of what your newspapers have done, exactly, yeah. And I want, if you could basically have just given an apology, your people, but I'm saying the whole thrust of the attack on me is because I'm Muslim. It's got nothing to do with anything else, because she's a liar. She goes to and says many lies about different men. She said that her grandfather has sexually abused her. How do we know it's true? You know, do we know it's really true? Her sisters, everyone's attacked her. Her sisters mentally abuse her, her stepmother, hundreds of men. You know, I mean, she slept with half of Norway. And she's now paying the price because she's mentally ill again. So, I think it will probably...
Isn't that her problem with yours? I mean, why make it a problem?
Well, it's her problem has only come about because she couldn't simply stop opening her big mouth and saying, telling a pack of lies. Do you honestly think in 1995, if she prints I threatened to kill her son, do you honestly think I'm going to do nothing about it?
I can't say what's...
Well, put it this way, if you yourself print that I threatened to kill her son, which is a total lie, there's no evidence for it whatsoever, okay, kill her neighbours, kill God knows what, I don't think I've lost the case. She's actually been found not guilty, but the point is we've appealed, so we may still win. Because I'm putting a lot of effort into this, but I mean, my lawyer, I've had two lawyers, they think she's a liar, or else they wouldn't be supporting me. You know, and I mean, I've got her best friend thinks she's a liar, and Christine Horvai. The first policeman that ever interviewed her thinks she's a liar, and this evidence is with the court. You see, what you haven't been told is that, the first policeman she spoke to thinks she's a liar, and this evidence is with the courts. He's a policeman called Sven Jensen. He thinks she's a liar, but that isn't printed in the verdict, you see. So what I'm trying to tell you is I think it's a very political thing. It's
I don't agree with you on that point. But
on what point of view?
That this is a political thing, but I don't think the government really care about that. But that's my opinion.
Well, I mean, when I say a political thing, I mean it's a Norway versus the outsider, because
I know.
I mean, you see the article on the internet about general hatred of Muslims and what the British journalists think about Norwegians, okay? Because they think Norwegians are basically, got something about them that we just can't understand. And, they have printed stories on the Norwegians, and especially how you hate the foreigners, and you hate anyone who criticizes the Norwegian way of life or anything. So when I say political, that's what I mean. Okay, but I mean, you've seen those stories out there, so it's not just me that's attacking your way of life and your legal system, but you've got so many, dishonest people up there, and I've exposed them because I tape all my phone calls. I'm taping this phone call with you now, just in case you...
Well, that's something you should have told me before we started.
No, I don't do that because otherwise you tell me things that you can print lies, you see, but I take this phone call, and I take all my phone calls with the police, journalists, and a book is being printed on Norway about the way you...
Okay, but, I think I've got your side of the picture now, and I think I don't need to talk to you anymore.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, but I'm warning you, if you print anything bad, then there'll be pretty tough consequences for you.
So, are you threatening me?
With the lawsuit, yeah.
Mm, okay.
With a lawsuit. But see, you've already changed your attitude, so I can tell that, how sorry you feel for Heidi and your people over there. But, as I said, we'll get a photograph of you and put it up there and...
Okay,
you know,
this is actually a threat.
Well, no, isn't it? Putting a photograph of you...
I'm not talking
to you. Oh, well, I'll talk to your boss then. I'll talk to your boss.
Okay.